Earth, sky.
The next sunspot cycle after the current one could be delayed by 2 to 5 years at least, and perhaps longer. We have, or at the other extreme, it could mean that there are maybe no sunspots appearing at all for an extended period of time.
This is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science, and you're listening to astronomer Frank Hill of the U.S. National Solar Observatory. Dr. Hill led research that found something new under the sun, indications that sunspot activity might drop dramatically starting around the year 2019. Hill spoke more about the sunspot study with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
What are the main findings of your study, which you co-authored, that is about jet streams below the surface of the sun and what that has to do with the solar cycle?
Well, we have been for 16 years now observing the inside of the sun using a technique called helioseismology. The sun is filled with sound waves, acoustic waves, that penetrate and travel all the way throughout the sun and are visible when they strike the surface of the sun from the inside, making the surface move up and down. By using this data, we can infer how the motions of the gas inside the sun are moving, and we have found that there is a jet stream, which had been observed previously on the surface in 1981, that is very tightly timed to the solar cycle. When the jet stream moves, this jet stream typically first appears at a high latitude on the sun near the solar poles, approximately 10 to 12 years before the start of the solar cycle. And it then moves first towards the poles and then down, another branch appears and it moves down towards the equator. We should be seeing the poleward branch of this flow, which is also known as a torsional oscillation, for cycle 25, which is the next cycle of sunspots after the one we are in, which is cycle 24. We should have seen that flow back in 2008, and we still have not seen it. And so this leads us to believe that there is something different about cycle 25 than we have previously seen.
So would you mind maybe just to make these connections for us? There are these jet streams on the surface of the sun, and those are connected to the activity of sunspots, and then that is also connected to how basically how hot the sun gets.
Yes, it is. Sunspots, when the sun has sunspots on it, the sun is a little bit brighter than when it does not. So if there's a lack of sunspots, then the sun is a little bit dimmer. And by a little bit, I mean a tenth of a percent. It's a very small percentage, a very small fraction.
Maybe just to dig into that question just a little bit more, what does this all mean?
Well, it could mean a range of things. It could mean that the next sunspot cycle after the current one could be delayed by 2 to 5 years at least, and perhaps longer. We have, or at the other extreme, it could mean that there may be no sunspots appearing at all for an extended period of time, that we may be entering what was a situation similar to the Maunder minimum, which was a period of 70 years or so from 1645 to 1715, where no visible sunspots or very few visible sunspots were observed. Those are just two extremes of the possibilities.
That minimum was associated with the Little Ice Age, I believe. Is that right?
It was, anecdotally. However, there are some indications that the connection with the Little Ice Age may not be quite as strong as some people claim. It probably depends on how you define the Little Ice Age. But in some measures, you can say the Little Ice Age can be thought to have occurred 100 to 300 years before the Maunder Minimum itself. So while part of it coincided with the Maunder Minimum, not all of it did. So it's not clear that there really was a cause and effect. It's definitely a very gray area, and of course we don't have very good data on it because it happened so long ago.
Now, would you tell us a little bit about the data that your team collected? What is the evidence to support these claims of a possible major drop in solar activity for the next solar cycle, starting, I believe, around 2013 or so?
Well, no, that's not quite correct. 2013, we'll actually see a maximum. We are talking that a maximum of the current solar cycle, which is number 24. What we're talking about is the next solar cycle, number 25, which should start, if things go right, in about 2019, 2020. What we are claiming is that it may not start in 2019-2020, may be delayed for till 2025, or something of that nature, or even longer. We don't know. We cannot tell yet.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that.
Sure. But the evidence is this. This torsional oscillation, this jet stream flow, which we are observing inside the sun as well with helioseismology, is very tightly correlated with the timing of the solar cycle. For instance, you may have heard of the long deep minimum that we just emerged from between cycles 23 and 24. That minimum was approximately one and a half years longer than what we usually experience. We found that the torsional oscillation, the jet stream, which migrates from high to low latitudes, was migrating at a much slower rate than it had in the past, and that it took about 1.5 years longer to reach the latitude at which sunspots begin to appear. And that made us realize that that observing this phenomenon could provide sort of a clock and sort of a future predictor for what would be happening for the overall solar cycle itself.
Now, how firm are these predictions of low solar activity starting around 2019-2020?
Well, they are definitely based on our interpretation of the data that we have now. It is certainly possible that the sun will surprise us again, as it frequently does, and will quickly pick up activity in spite of what we are seeing now. There are two other indicators that the solar cycle may be going into a different state that were also discussed in the course of our press conference. One is that coronal emissions, which the corona is the tenuous outer atmosphere of the sun, some light of a certain wavelength in the corona also tracks the magnetic flux, the sunspots, and traces them out. And it, too, shows a lack of the phenomena that we expect in advance of cycle 25. The other piece of evidence is that the sunspots themselves apparently are getting weaker in terms of their magnetic field strength, and they are getting brighter, so they are fading from view. And they have been since the middle of cycle 23 and now into this cycle 24 as well. If you extrapolate that effect, then sunspots will vanish also in the time frame of 2020 to 2025. So we have these three independent lines of observations of evidence, all of which can be interpreted to mean that the solar cycle will either be greatly delayed or may be going into hibernation.
You've been listening to Frank Hill, Associate Director of the U.S. National Solar Observatory. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.